A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember my first years as a teacher of children with special needs as if they were yesterday. Those years made an impression on me in ways I neither expected nor could have imagined. As a new teacher, just out of college, I was excited and eager to try out everything I had learned. I had my lesson plans. And as it turned out, God had lesson plans too. I showed up every day committed to teaching my students the skills they needed to manage life from day to day. My students and God showed up every day, committed to teaching me the power of love. My lesson plans were minuscule compared to God's. In today's gospel, Jesus reveals plans for the disciples that are far greater than anything they can even begin to comprehend. The disciples ask simple questions, hoping for simple answers. "Thomas, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" "Jesus, I am the way." "Philip, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." "Jesus, have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me?" Simple questions, yes, and honest answers that continue to stretch the disciples' imaginations and understanding of Jesus' teaching. If we think about it, I imagine that we too can remember our own Thomas moments or our Philip moments when seemingly simple questions were left unanswered. yet it is Jesus' faith in us that allows Jesus to persist. He never gives up. Jesus' faith in us never fades. I imagine the disciples somewhere between dumbfounded and awestruck as Jesus announced, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." Most of us, I imagine, are far more aware of our perceived failings rather than our successes following in Jesus' footsteps. Thus, it is all the more imperative that each of us take Jesus' proclamation to heart. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. We have Jesus' confident assurance that the Spirit leads us in the way. And we have Jesus' own prayer on our behalf. I pray that they may be one in us. I have given them the glory you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I living in them, you living in me.